So after the Chareigo, Parshas Kitisa, so the Beit Shai brings a Pasuk here. Pasuk, Perek 34, Pasuk Tes, the ninth verse. Vayome, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Im na matzati chein beinech, if I found chein, grace in your eyes, Hashem, Yelech na Hashem b'kirbeinu. It says Loshen Adni. Please be in our midst, ki am kshei oref hu, because these people are a stiff-necked people. V'salachta l'avoneinu, and forgive our avon, our
iniquities.
Forgive our intentional sins, v'chatateinu, and our sins, unuchaltanu, and give us an inheritance with you, and give an inheritance with us. Okay, so that's the pasuk. So the Beit Shai now explains, v'yesh lahavin, there is to understand. The havile lemeima, you should have said ulechatateinu, right? You shouldn't have said ulechatateinu, you should have said lechatateinu, kodem, before lavonoteinu, al derech sheomrim, bevidu, like we say in the video, yakal. Tchila, that which is easier first, because avon is purposeful, purpose the person does b'mezid, and chet is b'shogeg, right? It's accidental. V'nirali b'siyata d'shmaya. So why we have this opposite phraseology in the Torah? The yadua shem kel adni, the name of God kel adni, hu hame'ir b'asiya. That's the name which gives light in the world of asiya. And its name, its gematria, its numerical value is Sav, 96. Yeah? And rabbis told us in Sanhedrin, Nun Vav Amud Beis, Ein Sav Ela Avodah Zarah. The Loshen Sav is associated with Avodah Zarah. Lachain, therefore, Shem HaKodesh El Adni, the name of God, Kel Adni, Shemisparot Sav, whose number is Sav 96, Meir Ba'asiyah, right? Gives its eminence in the world of Asiyah, of making, right? The lower world. Yeah? Lachnia HaKlipa, to have dominion, to subjugate the lower world, Hanikrat Sav, that's called Sav, Al Shem. Right, Avodah Zarah, that we find in Asiyah, Shibasiyah. V'zehu shikatuv, and that's what's written in the Pasuk, Tzav letzav, kav lekav. The Pasuk in Yishai, it says, Tzav letzav, kav lekav, perush. Shem HaKodesh kel adni, this name, kel kadni, adni, shu mispa tzav, machnia letzav. So tzav letzav means the kel adni, letzav, gives, has dominion over tzav, of Klipa, which is Avodah Zarah. That's Avodah Zarah. Vihine, Shem Yisrael b'miluo, the name of Yisrael b'miluo, like if you take each letter and you write it out in full, kazeh, like this, Yud means Yud Vav Dalet, Shin is Shin Yud Nun, Reish is Reish Yud Shin, Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei, Sofit, Lamed is Lamed Mem Dalet, Hatoch v'hakerev shel ha'otiyot hanichzkarot ole mispah shem hakadosh el adni also has this gematria of el adni. So the gematria comes from these words. So you take the middle letter, i.e. the vav and the yud, which is 16. Then you have another yud of the resh, which is in the middle, which is another 26. Then you have a lamed of aleph, the middle letter, and a mem of lamed, the middle letter, which is another 70. So you have 26, and 70 is 96, which is the gematria of kel adni. Yeah? Which is me'ir be'asiya u'machnia tzav de'avodah zarah, which is machnia this concept, this avodah zarah, which has presence in the world of asiya. V'zeh sha'ama in the lower worlds of the klipa. V'zeh sha'ama ata, this is what it's saying now, acha maisa egel, after the maisa egel, after the Avodah Zarah which Klal Yisrael did in the Egel Hazav, the golden calf, Shigbiru Bazeh Klipatzav, that made stronger this idea of Avodah Zarah in the world, which is the Klipa of Tzav, this the lower world of Tzav, the Avodah Zarah. Yelechna, so the Pasuk says, Yelechna Adonai Birkirbeinu, go please Hashem Birkirbeinu in our midst, i.e., we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem Adni in our midst, Dafka, specifically, Kloma, in other words, Titgaber He'ara, we want to this Ha'ara, this presence of eminence of Shem Kel Adni, of Kel Adni, which is in the world of Asiya, Haramuza, which is hinted, Bekerev, in the midst of the Otiyot Shemenu, the Otiyot of the name Yisrael, like we said, which is the gematrial value of 96. Yeah, and since Ki Am Kshe Orefu, these are stiff-necked people, Shehigbiru, they made stronger, Ba'avon Avodah Zarah, with them serving Avodah Zarah, the golden calf, et Elohim Acherim, the idol worship, other gods, idol worship. The Yadua, because it's known, HaKlipot Nikraim Elohim Acherim, the lower worlds are called other gods, right? Other Chas HaShalom B'yachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? V'zehu Shem Elokim, this is the name. This is the name of God that they have, i.e. Elohim of Avodah Zarah. Shehu mispapu. The gematria of Elohim is pu. But eino pu tov. It's not reference to God's name Elohim. Rather, Elohim acherim, which is elapu ra, is an emanation of a lower emanation, right, of the Sitra Achra, of the other world, which is represented in this Pura. V'zehu Otiyot Oref. And this is the same as the Otiyot Oref. Shehu Otiyot Pu, right? It's Pei Vav is Otiyot Pu. And then Oref, the Iron Reish, is Ra. So the Kshe Oref is represented in the... Is the Siba, which seems to be Nishayis, is the reason for the Avodah Zarah that emanates from the Kshe Oref of Klal Yisrael, i.e. the stubbornness of Klal Yisrael is that which brings out in them this Chas HaShalom, the Ra, the Pu Ra, which is this emanation of Avodah Zarah in the world. Shikshu Otam, because they made stronger Vigbirum, and they hardened them, this concept of Avodah Zarah, Vigbirum, and made it them stronger, Aladei Maisa Egel, through the action of the golden calf. V'lekach, therefore, Tzarish Shiyeh, it's necessary that it will be lanu to us, Ezra V'siyua, we need help, La'achna'at HaKlipa, to have dominion over this Klipa, over this these lower worlds of Shel Avodah Zarah, of Avodah Zarah. And in order to do this, it has to be min ha'arat, from the emanation of God's name, of Shem, Kel Adni, Haramuza B'kribeinu, which is hinted in the middle letter of Klal Yisrael, like we explained above, it's written in the middle letter of Yisrael. Ach, however, ein kedayin le'et ata, it's not, we're not ready, we don't have sufficient ability late at the moment lasot tshuva, to do full tshuva shetehafech, that will transfer ha'avonot, our averas, l'schuyot b'pam achat, in one moment, in this time. Ela yeh hipuch ha'avonot b'hadragot, there will be a transferal of our averas little by little. And now we're going back to why we have the order of avonot before Chata, that's what it's coming to explain. Vahu, the betchila, in the beginning, v'salachta la'avoneinu, in the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive us for our averes that we did purposely. Shazem Hashem hazdonot, there are our purpose of averes that we did in intention. Shu b'madregat l'chata'enu, that they will be transferred to the level of chata'enu, of only our accidental sins. Shkagot, it will be seen as only accidental sins. And that's the reason why the Torah says, first comes Avonot and then comes Chataeinu, because our Avonot will be transferred to a Daga of Chataeinu. We won't yet be able to remove completely our Averos. V'achalkach, and afterwards, Unechalteinu, we will be inherit, right? God will give us inheritance. Shiyu, Chachataot Zchuyot, that we will inherit that our averes that we did accidentally will then become with tshuva be'ava into merits, like the Rambam says, with tshuva be'ava even our averes become zchuyot. Shikansu leKedusha, and they will enter Kedusha, the level of holiness. Liyot the nachalat, the sitra, the Kedusha, they will become the inheritance of the side of Kedusha. I.e. they will become mitzvahs, like the Rambam says, that averes with tshuva me'ava becomes mitzvahs. V'hinei hadava hazeh pe'ifaleh is a wonder. Moshe b'chir Hashem, Moshe, the chosen of Kodesh Baruch Hu, ma'avon u'ma'chatat yesh b'yado. What averes does he have in his hand? What avon, what chatat does he have in his hand? Shiknis atzmo b'chlalam. He include himself in Klal Yisrael, ba'omro, la'avoneinu, our avonot, u'lechatoteinu, and our chata'at. In other words, he also has a deliberate sin and an accidental sin. V'ulam, however, hadava muvan is very understandable, al pi ma shekatav Rabbeinu Ari. It makes very good sense according to what the Ari explains to us, b'shar kavanot, and the shar kavanot. The milvad, they're not only ma she'enash ha'adam al chata'av, not only what a person gets, onesh, punishment on his averas, od ne'enash al chaveru, he also gets punishment on what his friend does. Why? Mitam arefus, because the whole of Klal Yisrael is included, each person in the other. So even though Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't do averas, right? He's included in the averas. He's also aref for the whole of Klal Yisrael. Shekol Yisrael hem guf echad, hem one body, kalul me'evarim rabim. All of us are one goof, one body, and each person is a different aver in that one body. V'lechein, and therefore, tikuno, tiknu, anshe knesset gedolah, the elders of the first knesset gedolah, havidui, they fixed vidui, the vidui that we do, v'loshen rabim, in the loshen of plural, because even when a person v'lo v'loshen yochid, right? Because we don't say she'eno ome ashamti, I did wrong, bagati, right? We don't say in the singular loshen. We say it in a plural loshen, because if someone else in Klal Yisrael does an avera, it's also an avera for me personally. V'lo od, not only that, ela shetzarich adam lomar kol prati avidui, all the details of the vidui, afal pi sheyodei, even though he knows ba'atzmo in himself she'en bo mikol advarim eilu, doesn't have all these averas. But we still have to say ashamnu, bagadnu. We have to say all gazalnu, all the things, even though we didn't do them. Ve'eino choshesh shenira k'medaben sheken. Doesn't look as if he's saying lies, and the reason is v'hainu tam. This is exactly the reason. Ki hu yitchayev ba'avonot shel acherim. He also, because of his avos, because of his being a guarantor for the whole of the Jewish people, being involved in the whole of the Jewish people. So part of the Jewish people sinning is also like him sinning. V'lachein muvan hadava, it makes very good sense. Shigam Moshe Rabbeinu, also Moshe Rabbeinu, alav shalom, included himself in the averes of Klal Yisrael. Shehaya tzadik gamo, he was a complete tzadik, he didn't do anything with the cheder egel, but even still, kalal atzmo imahem, he included himself with them. V'amah, la'avoneinu u'lechatateinu, in our purposeful sins, in our sins that I did accidentally, mikoach arevut, because of him being part of the Jewish people, being arev to them, being guarantor with them, and being mu'urav behem, being mixed with them, that it's all one goof and one and different evarim. And if you, for example, if a person's leg hurts, right, he's the pain he feels in his mind, the brain, part of that brain which is associated with the leg, feels pain. So Moshe Rabbeinu, even though it's not his leg, he's not the leg itself, he's the brain, so to speak, of the Jewish people, he still, when the leg hurts, the brain also feels a certain amount of pain. So that's how this whole Jewish people are connected in this one goof. And this one goof is connected to Kiryachol Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu represents the neshama of the goof. I don't know what he represents, but he represents that part that feels everything of the Jewish people. And there's also, there's a Balatanya that says a similar thing, that Chas v'Shalom, a gadol, a person who represents the Jewish people, right, can do averas, or can be nichshal chas v'shalom, nichshal averas, or can be mitnaseh in averas that isn't shaykh to him, because those are the averas of the klal. And similar chas v'shalom, if a gadol does an avera, it can affect the whole klal. Hashem yishmo. But b'zrat Hashem, we see that the gadolim only do good things for Klal Yisrael, and so the good things that they do can affect us to do b'zrat Hashem also mitzvahs.